Today's gospel reading, we can see Jesus already has brought the apostles into kind of this close relationship with him. And he has really given them power, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power to heal the sick, and the power to cast out demons. And we know from Luke's gospel that sharing this power with the apostles, I mean, it was obviously this huge change in their lives. And of course, they come back, and what do they say to the Lord? They say, wow, I mean, even the demons obey what we say, you know. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, you've got the Holy Spirit, this great power of God within you. I mean, we heal the sick. I mean, we're doing the same things that you are. And Jesus says, don't rejoice so much that the demons are doing what you say, but rather rejoice that your names are written in the kingdom of God, in the book of life, in the kingdom of God. And so we see, you know, that that Jesus, in sharing this spiritual power and sharing the Holy Spirit, has just elevated their lives in a way that could not possibly have been expected. And that contrasts with Jesus's instructions to them. Because he's saying, look, I'm sharing this power with you. I'm sharing the power, the Holy Spirit that I have within myself. I'm giving you that dunamis, that power. I'm giving it to you to go out and to evangelize and to do good in the world and to dispel evil. I'm giving it to you. But here's what I want you to do. First thing I want you to do is I want you to have complete faith that I'm going to take care of you. If you're healing with my Holy Spirit, then obviously I'm taking care of you. So have complete faith that I'm taking care of you. And so what should you do? You should not take a whole bunch of stuff with you. Just go to a house, whatever they set before you, eat it. If they reject you, just shake the dust from your feet. If they accept you, bring them into the town. Don't worry. I'm taking care of you. My Holy Spirit is taking care of you. You don't need me to take care of your travel arrangements or how you're supposed to do. Have faith, and I, the Holy Spirit I have given you, the power of God, will take care of you. And then he goes on to say, you are to wear sandals, right? Well, that means you're not to come as a slave or a servant. People who wear sandals are free people. So you're to come there as a free person, but not with a tunic. You're not to look like you're aristocratic, right? You're not to look like you belong to the high classes. You belong to me, the middle class. We're humble here. We're not in the upper echelons, and you're not to look like you're in the upper echelons. The power you have from me, the spiritual power, is from God. And God's not in the higher echelons. I'm not in the higher echelons. So my Father's not in the higher echelons, right? We're with the people who need the help. And we want to identify with them. That's who we are in our hearts. And that's how you are to conduct yourself. And of course, they go off. And does the Lord take care of them? Yes. Does the Lord help them out from town to town? Yes. Are they successes in bringing the word of God to these people? Yes. Are they casting out demons and healing the sick? Yes. Are they actually entering into the kingdom of God? Yes. Are they initiating the kingdom of God? Yes. Each in their own ways. You know, vastly different personalities, but they're making the kingdom of God happen. And what's the point? I mean, they're sent out two by two. Complementary, right? I mean, different gifts with different people. And so, of course, at the end, we can take, you know, note of this. This is what God has prepared for us. If we have faith in Him, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God will be flowing through us. And He will take care of us. He will make things happen for us. He will open people's hearts to us. We don't need to be afraid to say the word of God to somebody. And if, you know, we say the word of God and they reject us, Jesus says, it's okay. Shake the dust from your feet and move on. Do not get hurt. Move on. Just go to the next town to somebody who will accept you. I am taking care of you. You're doing my work. All will be well. And all was well for these disciples, as it will be well for us. Amen.